This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. As we get closer to Thanksgiving, more and more focus on the American Family Farmer, what's coming from our American family farms. As you know, each week, well, maybe you don't know, maybe you're new to the program, so I won't assume anything. The program starts with the news of the week that affects, in my opinion, not all of it, but some of the news that affects the family farm. And I think I'm going to start with a focus on new crop insurance policies that are going to help, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture anyway, going to help the small farms. There's a risk management agency that's been created in the Department of Agriculture, and the acting administrator is a fellow named Richard Florney. He says they need to find ways to provide crop insurance to producers who sell locally, which is something, you know, this is sort of back, it's better late than never, but if you're going to have fair treatment of the American family farmer, you must start with the government, which has been so influenced by the huge agribusinesses that that's where all the money has gone to protect, if you will, crops, more often than not anyway. Local food has a lot of varying definitions. And if you sell locally, if you have internet sales, you really are on the short end of the stick when it comes to having protection. I know some of the guys that I work with. I'm a dairy guy, so it doesn't affect me much. But I know a lot of people around here who are able to take advantage of some of the crop insurance policies because they've been few and far between, and they don't really protect the farmer. They give you a pittance of money, and yet the big agribusinesses are on the public dole all the time. But according to this new information that I have, this new whole farm revenue protection plan will be available to farmers who are basically making less than 100 grand a year. That would be local selling, but you don't have to define yourself. It's just $100,000. I know a lot of producers that make $75,000, $80,000 a year in gross sales. So what do they bring to the bottom line? They bring to the bottom line maybe $8,000 to $10,000 a year, and we all know that certainly is not enough to provide for the farm. And that's why, as I lead into another focus, off-farm income, according to a survey that's been done by one of the farm organizations, off-farm income has contributed an average of 82% of total income for family farms in the past year. So that means almost all family farm households derived income from off-farm sources. Maybe if you're old enough, you get a pension or something like that, or you are working somewhere and you have wages and salary from an off-farm job. I know most husbands and wives, both of them, have off-farm jobs. The small family farms, and I guess that the definition of that is if you have a volume of $350,000 or less, and then if you look around and see that 82% of the people running these farms have to get a job off the farm in order to keep the farm going. The small-scale operators rely on sources for, in fact, most of what it takes to run the household. So the occupations are myriad. There are some that are janitors in schools, they have a school bus, they are involved in running a store of some sort, working in a store. If you look at the large farms, the contrast here with the cash farm income of $5 million or more, only 7% of the people working on those farms have off-farm sources of revenue. So that, I think, is pretty damning. understanding where the money is going, because this year, if you look around, the news this week is what it will cost people to buy your product, or maybe they're not buying your product. Maybe they're buying product that is grown elsewhere. But this Thanksgiving, probably the most expensive Thanksgiving in the history of the holiday. You look at what it costs for canned pumpkins, for example. It's $2 more for what was the pumpkin source from last year. And by the way, this is National Pumpkin Week. Understanding about pumpkins, I guess most farmers know that they're members of the gourd family. I don't think people know. This program is for the farmers, the small family farmers, the folks that buy the food, it's family, and food itself. So who knew? I didn't. I'm not a produce guy, but I'm going to ask my produce friends if they knew that cucumbers and zucchini were part of the gourd family, with melons and, you know, some of the other things that are I asked one of the people who works with me on my Monday through Friday program what they thought of when they thought of a gourd, and they thought of pimples. Well, because gourds have got the outreach, if you will, on most of them, and they're not attractive, and they're not particularly tasty, I don't think, anyway. So that's the story with Pumpkin Day. And as far as what it's going to cost, I think this is going to be noted in lots of newspaper articles, lots of radio conversation. Last year, the total cost of Thanksgiving for 10 was the lowest it had been in 21 years, according to the American Farm Bureau anyway. And this year, it has jumped sharply, as have the prices for most everything. The reason the prices are going up, the cost of petroleum, cost of delivery. But you know what? The farmer, the family farmer, is still getting screwed, really, literally and figuratively. All of the things, as a matter of fact, it was, I think, the farmer got 21, maybe 24 cents last year out of every dollar spent for a Thanksgiving meal. This year, it's down to 19 cents. So who, you ask, is making all this money? If it costs more and less is going to the farmer, where is it going? It's going to the distributor. It's going to the people who are hauling the food around. I was looking at one of the executives from Kroger talking about the Thanksgiving ingredients that he has in his stores. This one executive, he says, there are a lot of people looking for bargain turkeys. They will not find them. They are not anywhere we can find a turkey. It'll be the most expensive thing that you buy. And the other things like packaged dinner rolls, much pricier than they were last year. If you go to cranberry products, cranberry sauces, cost almost twice as much because the cans that they put them in have become so expensive thanks to China limiting steel production. Most of the problem here we can relate back either to the greedy agribusinesses, to people who are in the middle that are taking a chunk out of the cost way more than they ought to, and the Chinese because they're involved so much in disrupting our food supply. So there are the three reasons in my mind that this is going to be a very difficult season for people, and it may not be that you have as much on your plate as you normally do. So that's my overview of the news this week, at least as I can find. There's lots more, but we have to move on because it's time for us in a matter of moments to meet Richard Flournoy, who is the administrator at the Department of Agriculture. I'm going to talk a little bit more about risk management and things like this insurance, the new insurance policies that I was mentioning a few moments ago. Right now, a word from MyPillow about what's available right now in the MyPillow product catalog you can find online at MyPillow.com. Getting chillier? Probably need a new bathrobe. Maybe it's a good Christmas present. I don't think it's too early to think about that. Bathrobes and pajamas, things that are practical for use by anybody that's at home. There is a whole new group of comforters and blankets that you can save 30% on using the DJV code when you check out. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The promo code is DJV at MyPillow.com. You can save 30% on the coil mattresses right now. You can save the pillows. Wow, the queen-size pillows. You can save almost 60% on those. So the bonus here is using the DJV code at MyPillow.com when you check out, you save from 30 to 65% depending on the item. So make sure you use that promo code. You get the buy one, get one free offer, the BOGO deal on the Giza Dream Sheets, for example. Don't forget the 60-day money-back guarantee. And also, everything is washable and dryable. All these products made in America at the MyPillow factory in Minnesota, MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Back at the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Richard Flournoy, who's the Deputy Administrator at the USDA Risk Management Agency. I guess, Richard, a lot of people didn't know, a lot of farmers, this program is for farms, farmers, families, it's all about food and stuff. I don't know that a lot of us knew the USDA had a risk management agency. Has this always been a part of the service, or is this something relatively new?
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for having me, and that's a good question. Yeah, you know, federal crop insurance, you know, has been a part of the USDA program since, you know, really 1938, you know, during the New Deal legislation. And so it was really limited, you know, for several decades, you know, covering crops, you know, like wheat and some cotton. But really didn't explode really or come on the scene until the 1980s when we, you know, had a public-private partnership. You know, where the government, you know, provides premium subsidy and backs the companies, and the private sector actually implements the program. And so, actually, in the mid-90s, the risk management agency was actually formed to administer the program. And so, that's really when the program, as we know it today, has come online. So, yeah, good question.
Many of my friends who are in the products, I'm a dairy guy, cow guy. So it doesn't affect me as much, and I guess I don't know why that is, because there certainly is help needed for the dairy guy as much as for farmers in general, family farmers. This is aimed, if I read it correctly, to be more supportive, I think, of family farms. But let's get into the nuance of it, not too much into the weeds, but the nuance of who's going to be helped and how they're going to be helped by this program as we continue with the information. Richard Flournoy from the USDA Risk Management Agency is here with us on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back with Mr. Flournoy from the USDA, the Risk Management Agency. What's your background, Richard?
Yeah, I grew up on a small farm in southwest Georgia. And, went to college and ultimately law school and ended up getting a job at USDA at the Farm Service Agency and, ultimately ended up here at Risk Management Agency doing crop insurance. So,
one of the things that people are critical of, the opening door policy for people who are in the various businesses, not just in the USDA, but government in general, seems to attract in part people who come from the fields or the companies that they are supposed to be monitoring or supervising. And that's so I wanted to make sure that people understood you're not coming from that area. You're not one of these guys that comes over from, let's say, Agrimark or from Cargill, and you work as an administrator or bureaucrat for a while, and you change policy, and then you go back to work for your old company. That's not who you are. But there are plenty of those people that are unfortunately in government, but I just wanted to make sure people knew you have credibility because you're not one of those guys.
Yep, I came from the farm and went to school and came to USDA.
So what do you think the biggest problem is? And when you look at this new insurance policy, is this the most important thing? Is this the most problematic for small farmers at the moment?
The new policy that we're rolling out, the micro farm policy, it's really aimed at, smaller farm operations, of course. But it really came about as a result of the 2018 Farm Bill. Congress asked us to look at, farmers who provide food to local markets, smaller producers. Mm-hmm. And so really, as a part of that study, it's an excellent study. It's actually available on the RMA's website. It really goes in depth into what these, local food producers look like. And a part of that, they're very diverse. People are producing different types of crops. And so as a part of that, it was really hard to nail down, a definition of what a local food producer looks like.
Yes.
But one thing that was clear is that, about 85% of local food producers, made less than $75,000 in gross sales. And so, as a part of that, we took that and we decided to, make the eligibility based on, $100,000 is what we would insure as approved revenue. Of course, allowing, carryover policies, folks that are in the program to go up to $125,000. And so, really, you know, we're trying to target as many people as possible, you know, in the local and regional food movement, so to speak. And we think this is going to hit most of them. With that being said, you know, this is a pilot program. 2022 will be the first year. And so there could be changes made based on lessons we learned from the first year.
The business, the comparative, because I'm a dairy guy, and most of the people around me are produce guys, and long our claim has been the cow guys, that dairy has been treated unequally from even the produce guys, even if there was a small amount of money, it seemed to go to the produce guys and not the dairy guys. Is that true, or is that just a perception?
On dairy, you know, as far as risk management tools, we do have you know, several options available. In addition to what's available at the Farm Service Agency, you know, we do have dairy revenue protection. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's been out for a couple years, allows dairy farmers to insure their revenue, and we're actually it's only been out for a couple years, as I mentioned, but it's actually covering about 30% of the milk in the United States. And so that's been a very popular program that dairy producers have utilized. So, you know, we try to really cover all bases here at the Risk Management Agency.
Yep. I know you do, but I'm maybe because I'm a little – cynical about what has happened at the hands of the huge agribusinesses. Maybe we'll talk a little more about that in the next half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, facing a food shortage, is asking his countrymen and women to eat less food as a communist nation deals with a food emergency that is expected to continue at least until 2025, according to some reports. About 40% of North Korea's 25 million citizens are estimated by the United Nations World Food Program to be undernourished. As lawmakers try to strike a deal, President Biden continues negotiating to get his social spending bill through Congress. He will meet with House Democrats on the partisan legislation and talk to the American people in a speech Thursday morning from the East Room. The president will be flying overseas at midday to meet with world leaders. The Houston Astros have tied up the World Series at one game apiece after a 7-2 win over the Atlanta Braves Wednesday evening. Game 3 will be in Atlanta Friday evening. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee on Fox News gives his takeaway after questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland and his suspected weaponizing of the DOJ against parents in America.
He couldn't identify a single threat of violence, and he basically acknowledged that he couldn't. Nor did he explain to my satisfaction or that of anyone why this needed to be a federal investigation. Look, most crimes occur in violation of state law, and most criminal prosecutions occur under state law in state court systems. I asked him to identify what the basis for federalizing this. He couldn't, he wouldn't, he didn't. Why? Well, he's weaponizing the Department of Justice for blatantly partisan political purposes. It was distressing. It was discouraging. It was wrong. Maybe one could justify this if one were convinced that parents showing up to school board meetings to discuss, as neighbors and local constituents, concerns with how their children were being educated at public schools. If you could identify them as a domestic terrorist network, then yeah, that would perhaps be appropriate to get the Department of Justice involved. And of course you can't, because that's absurd. And the entire exercise today was absurd. I've never seen anyone take so much time in order to explain something that really should have just been dismissed with, we screwed up badly, I'm sorry. Now that wouldn't make it okay, but it makes it that much more inexcusable that he would come and spend hours with us trying to defend the utterly indefensible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake.
Second half hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're talking about the risks that farmers, small family farmers, go through. This is a program for family farmers, for the families that eat the food that's grown on the farm, the food itself. And so I find this new policy to be supportive. Does it have to go through Richard Flournoy as the deputy administrator of the USDA Risk Management Agency? Does it have to go through any political machinations like back to Congress, or is this something that's a mandate that's in operation now and people can apply for these insurance options?
Yeah, so this policy has already been approved by our board of directors at the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation. And so, yeah, it's out. It'll be available for sale in 2022. As I mentioned, we can make adjustments from year to year, but it is available. It doesn't at this point have to go back to Congress or anything like that. You know, I will say there'll be more information on the policy and more details, probably by the end of November. So at that point, if you're interested, we have an agent locator on our agency's website. You type in your address and a local crop insurance agent, should come up and you can call them. And at that point, like I said, probably the end of November, they'll have information and they can answer your questions. And if you're interested, they can get you a policy written.
Okay. Again, the website is rma.usda.gov. If you want the information, the risk management agency at the USDA. So, how does it work in terms of, it's like a normal insurance policy, I suppose. You could buy one from a private entity, although the costs are crazy. So does the government subsidize the pool of money that goes into the farmer pays, let's say, $100 a year for crop insurance to cover $10,000 worth of crops? Is that how, what it doesn't cost the farmer is made up for by the government? Or does the government just pay no matter what? At the end of the day, there is an X amount of dollars that goes in to the pool, but does that go into the general fund and then the government pays out of a bigger budget?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So yeah, the government pays a portion of the premium for the producer. It'll vary based on the type of insurance and the coverage level a producer selects. But on average, in the program, the government pays about 63% of the premium for the producer, and so the rest is paid by the producer. And as far as on the industry side, the government, shares the risk with the private industry, as well as provides, administrative and operating subsidies. So, that's a subsidy that the government pays on behalf of the producer, so they don't have to pay that. So, yeah, the producer does pay a portion of that premium, but not all of it.
So, is this a reaction to the problems the smaller family farms are having? President Biden has made it clear he wants to break up Big Ag along with some other big commodity providers, but Big Ag is in his sights. So is this part of moving the ball over to the side of the family farmer to try to save what is a waxing profession because of all the money the Big Ag conglomerates, factory farmers have?
It is a response to, I mentioned that study earlier. It is a response to concerns we had heard. You asked kind of about how insurance works in general, but a part of the study, indicated that some of the paperwork requirements, some of the reporting requirements were, more burdensome on smaller.
Crazy. Yeah.
So this policy,
I attest to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Policy actually goes in and it removes, a lot of the reporting requirements for these smaller farms. And what it also does is it's going to cover, expenses that you have to make when you're getting your crop to sell, like washing crops or packaging. And it's also going to cover value added, So a lot of these smaller producers, they may make jam out of their berries or do various other things. And so those items will be covered under this policy. And that's something that, the folks that are above this limit, the 100,000, those won't be covered. But these were the pain points that we heard from these smaller producers, and we hope this will provide, a crop insurance policy that they can really use and utilize.
What is the internal discussion? Maybe you can whisper to us conversation that you would have with your colleagues at the USDA about the fate of the family farmer, how they're being wiped out, some of it by government policy that is instituted by these people I was talking about before. They come over from the big companies. They exercise the authority they have to change policy, and then they go back to work for whomever. And more the policy doesn't favor the family farmer. When you look at something, I don't know if you heard me talking about this before, off-farm family income is 82%. Of what the farmers are earning now. In other words, only 18% of what it takes to run the farm comes from the farm. The rest of it comes from jobs in the hardware store, or jobs driving a truck, or jobs, maybe teachers, whatever it is. And that's really pretty sick when you think about what the rest of the world is doing and how I'm not a socialist, not much for government intervention. But in this circumstance, the government has allowed these huge businesses to get bigger. So now the taxpayer is paying the price for that by having to support the family farm, unless we just want to let them disappear, which seems pretty un-American to me.
Yeah, so, there's definitely an emphasis and conversations on, as you mentioned, off farm income, of making farming you know, something that folks can make a living off of. And so, you know, at the department, and you know, particularly this policy is an example, is, you know, how can we retool some of these policies to make, you know, farming a sustainable profession, because we do realize it is important. We want to sustain family farms, but you got to have the, you know, the infrastructure to support family farmers. So, yeah, those discussions are going on, you know, all across the department.
I think under the circumstances, though, we'll spend a few minutes on this, talking about whether it's recoverable. Can we get back? Is it too late? Or is, you know, can we make sure that we, I'm hoping that we can keep the family farm going, because that's what I want to have as my legacy, frankly. We'll continue on with some more time. Richard Flournoy is here, the Deputy Administrator at the Risk Management Agency at the USDA, talking about some of the new insurance policies for family farmers. Right now, the best insurance policy you can have for yourself is to lose weight, keep yourself in shape. Maybe over the summer you've been busy, like me, physically active on the farm. It's great because you knock off the pounds, and then you get into the colder months. You get to Halloween, you get to Thanksgiving, you start eating candy and goodies, and Christmas would be big parties this year because there were none last year, so we'll make up for it. More drinking, socializing, and then you get to Christmas and New Year's, and you know what happens. Some people gain a lot of weight. And here's the way. Maybe you start the program from Calitrin before it gets out of hand. So the best, what's the old expression? The best defense is a good offense. And no, the best offense is a good defense. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you start the program before it gets really heavy, literally and figuratively, on your mind and your body. Calitrin is the product. It's the only all-natural way to not only lose weight, to keep it off. It's been proven in study after study after study to help with weight loss. And because your body doesn't have as much weight, then your joints aren't going to bother you. People who are nominally not thin necessarily, they're in good shape, sleep much better. No side effects whatsoever because it's all natural. So if you want to join the group, you can go to toploss.com, their website, and see story after story of people who have lost lots and lots of weight and kept it off because they kept on the program. Right now, using the DJV code at checkout, you can buy three and get three free plus free shipping. Matter of fact, you can buy as many as you want and get double the number. That's the sort of BOGO deal they have going on right now through the fall. So supply yourself with the tools to lose the weight, keep your body healthy by keeping the weight off. Go to toploss.com, check out Calitrin, and when you are literally checking out, use the DJV code for the best bargains and free shipping.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I don't oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Where to begin? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Do you know that if something feels hot, it's actually getting cooler? And if something feels cool, it's actually getting hotter? Heat naturally flows from a warm to a cold object until they achieve a balance. Something feels warm because it's losing heat to you. It feels cool because the heat from your body is flowing away from you. The same is true of emotional situations. When you're in a tough situation, maybe tempers are flaring or someone's giving you the cold shoulder, you might not know where to begin to fix it. But I just wanted you to know that the fixing is already in motion. All emotions eventually change. So you already started toward healing. Now, just look for the next step. Visit youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti for more on the next step.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Finishing off now, Richard Flournoy at the Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency. If we are to do this properly, there must be some stats so the farmers know what it's costing the taxpayer. I'll take myself as an example. Okay, I was milking 130 cows. I was selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and stuff on the farm, and I was losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, even at $12 a gallon, because real estate is so expensive, costs for land and help here is crazy. So that's an ongoing expense. And if I have, like I had in a bad snowstorm, roof collapsed, lost 8 cows, and I just kind of lost my heart in all of this, what would I have done had this program been in effect at that time? How would it have worked?
You would have, you would have had your, revenue reported, what you would have expected to earn, and then you would have reported what you actually earned in the end. And so there would be a claim process, and you'd work with your insurance company. And at the end of the day, based upon what, coverage level you selected, you would receive a payment in the difference. And so, generally that's how it would work. I mean, it kind of comes down to, how much you had insured and, what coverage level you selected. Did you do, 75% or 80%? You have a deductible like any other, insurance policy.
Right.
And so, that's how it would work. And generally, in crop insurance, one of the features that we really highlight is, payments do come, relatively soon. If you're familiar with, other government programs that may be disaster legislation, those are kind of ad hoc and they take time.
Yeah.
But if you have a crop insurance policy, there's already a process in place and you have some certainty that if something happens, you have a policy and you're covered. So yeah, that's generally how it would work.
How does it compare to other countries? Do other progressive countries, European countries, agricultural countries have this kind of a program, better, not as good? How do we compare?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We actually, we have a lot of our subject matter experts, have gone across the world teaching other countries about how our crop insurance program works. There are other programs, in South America and in Europe and even Canada, they have their own unique program. But really ours is viewed, the United States model is viewed as, the most efficient and effective. And so we get a lot of requests to, provide assistance to other countries to help them create a risk management tool like crop insurance.
Mm-hmm. Have we learned from where it was done better than ours from any other countries?
Yeah, we do take lessons from other countries. There's some, unique concepts. And so, as we're providing advice to others, we like to listen to and see what other policies are working over there. So, there are bits and pieces that we've learned from other countries that, we've tried to incorporate here.
All right. The website to check this out to see how it applies to you on your family farm is RMA for Risk Management Agency, rma.usda.gov. Thanks to Richard Flournoy for his work and for the insight into how this is going to work and develop as we get into 2022. Thank you, Richard. Best of luck for the program.
Well, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is a turkey shortage this year. That's one of the things in the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer. Also a focus on the Department of Agriculture, their $400 million dairy donation program having to do with a pandemic. We talk about that. So if you didn't hear the program before in its entirety, you can pick up a lot of nuance, suggestions, places to go. That's what this program is all about anyway, getting you to pick up on things that are being successfully done at other farms, so maybe you can use them on your farm. On this, the most recent podcast, Rebecca Bates Sloan of the Bates Turkey Farm has some great stories about her family's farm. It's a turkey farm, and certainly in focus at this time of year. They've done some wonderful work. They raise, I think she told me, 10,000 turkeys a year. They have their own restaurant, that sort of thing. So you can listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts for helpful hints if you didn't see it. But every week, a summary of what we are doing on the program and in efforts to help the family farmer are there for you to listen to on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. My thoughts this week in part turn to methane and the continuing ignorance that is shown by a lot of people who are in the environmental movement. And frankly, I'm very supportive. I think I am a true conservationist, frankly, trying to save my farm in whatever practical way I can, because there's so much pressure on the land here for housing. It's really amazing. So people keep waving lots of money in front of me to build big developments, and I don't want to, but I have a mortgage. And so I'm going down several different routes to save the farm. One of the things, though, that bothers me when people criticize the community's desire to help me save the farm, those people who are environmentalists come out of the woodwork and say, why would we save this farm? Dairy farms are the reason that we have global warming, which is one of the dumbest, most ignorant things anybody, and it just shows you how much they don't know. They're reading some globby thing from some environmental advocacy group that doesn't know where anything comes from. They don't know anything about anything. But there are some programs around The government, we're talking about the government this week a lot in their programs. There's this, you can't be down on regular dairy farms. That means regular. Besides, when I was milking 130 cows, that was a lot of cows for me. But there are people around making four or five hundred cows, and then there are those that have 4,000 or 5,000, and they're being encouraged through various government programs, actually, to develop an anaerobic digestion system that benefits these big farms. It also becomes fabulous for composting. There are a lot of enzymes that come out of the product, the decomposition, how it's used as fertilizer, that sort of thing. So the methane, in some of these larger circumstances, they can take the methane out of the manure. But frankly, what I always say to people when they bring this up, you know, we've got to cut the methane emissions. Well, it's what you feed them in part that causes, you know, there are a lot of the diets are sometimes pretty stridently green, and green causes lots of gas. Good for the cows, but there are new things around. Leftover hulls, almond hulls, cottonseed, brewer's grain. There are a lot of byproducts. Not only do they reduce the amount of methane, but they also reduce the amount of water that is needed to grow the animals. Knowing the rumination process is very important, I think, for dairy cows. It helps control costs. It helps control the environments. The California farmers are using these leftover nutshells. I know in my neck of the woods, a lot of farmers are using brewer's grain. It's wet, so it means less water, less grazing, less energy. And when they put the methane, when they put the results of what comes out of these anaerobic digesters on the fields, it's fabulous. Just watch a cow poop in the field. Next day, go back and see how green it is around the poop. Those are the microbes in the poop. So if we can spread that around in the fields, that'll be good for lots of different things, including the photosynthetic process. The greener the grass, the greener the trees, the better the environment. So don't let somebody try to hoodwink you thinking that methane is a problem when it really isn't. There are ways of handling it that are intelligent and applicable to the American family farm. This is the American Family Farmer. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. It's our
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.